Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. There has been a grassroots movement to put a state question on the ballot which would legalize recreational marijuana. The bill would be called State Question 806. And recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Chris Moe, a proponent of the bill, about what is in it and why we need it.
You were an advocate very much, if I recall, for State Question 788, which was the medical cannabis law. What can you tell us, or do you know anything about what was filed Thursday that would become state question 806 if they get enough approved signatures, which would make recreational marijuana legal in the state of Oklahoma?
We've had a little influence on it. We've had a little input along the process. I want to address something. A lot of people are saying that they think all this has been done in secret. And I want to say that if you go back and watch my videos, I've been laying out the plan all summer long. If anybody's paid attention, none of this should be a surprise. And I think that's what people are acting like they're caught off guard. And in reality, they just didn't look.
Weren't paying attention. So, is that what you're saying? Because you're saying you were online. You're on your Facebook page. You were saying, "Hey, this is coming. This is what we're going to do."
I started at the end of the session last season when they left us with this medical program. When they did that bait and switch, I told everybody then, we've got to come out with a new petition by the end of the year. We've got to run that petition and collect signatures during a legislative session so that every argument at the Capitol over 788 gets more signatures. Every sheet full of signatures stops an argument at the Capitol over 788. End result, a year later, we end up with a better 788 and or full access coming on the ballot in an election year. It's just a matter of getting the lawmakers to do what they're supposed to do. The bait and switch that was done to 788, in my opinion, has been unacceptable. The safety-sensitive jobs was a complete bait and switch. 507,000 people voted to say, we want medical cannabis in Oklahoma. We want to be able to use it without it detrimentally affecting our lives, our jobs, our families, our homes. And I get calls from people every day that are losing all of that. Because of the safety-sensitive jobs. Because the Chamber of Commerce wanted to continue to say, if you've ever used cannabis, you're a bad person, and we don't want to employ you. So what choice did we have? What choice is there other than to move forward? Now, the argument can be then, how do we move forward? Well, this is an option right here. This petition is an option. This will normalize cannabis in the state, as it should, and help relieve some of those these issues. Right now, we've got unfortunately, we're now on a list. It's the us's and the them's, the cardholders and the non-cardholders. And that matters wherever you go to work or wherever you go to do anything, where you're going to live. I mean, our housing authority, according to the federal government, and they've come down with this decision a few times, our housing authority has the ability to allow people to stay in their homes if they're getting federal housing assistance, if they have a medical card, but not to allow them into the program with one. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yet I can tell you cases where our state has chosen to do the opposite and to tell people. I've received letters from people that they received from the housing authority saying you've got 10 days to turn in your card or you'll no longer get your voucher. So the bait and switch is, in my opinion, what I've been screaming about all summer. I haven't been quiet about this.
All right. So would you have preferred not to pass the 788 the way that it turned out and just gone for the whole enchilada? Or do you think that 788 is an incremental step towards full legalization, or does it complicate matters?
I think, Okay. Well, 788 has had a lot of problems in it, in the way it was written, and we're dealing with those. And right now, everybody's claiming ownership of 788 and how much they love it and how wonderful it is. But it doesn't. What we're under now is 2612. It doesn't even look like 788. You know, as somebody who helped with the Unity plan, I can tell you there's very little in there that we were united on.
When you say 2612, for folks who might be listening, that is the was that a House Bill 2612? I think.
Yes, House Bill 2612.
That was in the legislature. That was some 80 something pages, if I remember, of the law that would govern medical cannabis.
Yeah, that and Senate Bill 1030 were the two that did the most damage. And I don't remember specifically exactly which one did what right now.
Okay, and the damage just so I'm clear, the damage from your perspective was that they threw in this kind of really vague rule of, well, you know, yeah, you can't deny people employment if they have a medical card or using medical cannabis, unless there are safety concerns, which could mean absolutely anything. You know, I have a safety concern because you drive to work every day, so I'm not going to let you work here, you know.
I got a call from a guy who washes dishes in a kitchen. It's now a safety-sensitive job.
According to his employer?
Yes.
What's the remedy for
what
that?
What am I supposed to do?
He
doesn't need any justification for that.
Right.
That's the thing. It allows them to decide that with no justification. There's no parameters.
And no avenue of appeal? Like if other than this guy, you know, who's a dishwasher, he's not going to go out hiring an attorney, you know, to go after this employer. So it's basically, you know, I hear what you're saying. There is that gray area that basically any employer can decide. Yeah. That I have safety concerns about your job as a dishwasher. And so we're going to let you
know. I know some of the top lawyers in the state, in this community, and every one of them is handling as many cases as they can of people who were fired after 2612 was written and before it was even enacted under the rules of 2612. So that's where we're at. The culture in this state has not changed. 507,000 of us went out and voted. The culture has not changed. We've got to do that. This new petition is a step in that direction. It does a lot of things. Everybody's looking for it to solve all the problems with the medical program. Well, the single subject rule doesn't allow that. But this can normalize it in a way that needs to happen, and it can help get a few things done that need to get done as far as the community goes. What I really like is the way the money is divided up. For example, and this is what the lawmakers, I think, are going to throw the most fit about, the money for the schools, I think it's 48% for the schools, and it's done through a grant-type thing where the schools apply and get these grants for the money. So what that does is that avoids and this is extremely important, everybody needs to pick up on this. What that does is that keeps it from going into the general fund and then to the schools or anything like that or straight to the schools, so that the lawmakers then pull out the exact same amount out of what they were going to send to the schools anyway, making it a zero-sum game. We've all seen that happen over and over, horse racing, casinos, lottery, everything here. You know, I know they've dealt with that last year. I think Scott Fettgetter said something about they put the money back last year or something. But, you know, their track record's not good there.
Okay.
The state will, if we just put it in the general school fund, the state will just decide, oh, now we can create 800 new pet projects over here and just take that money out because they're still getting the same amount of money.
That's not a cut. Right.
That's incredible. I mean, the way it does that, that's incredible. The way it handles the money, I love.
So this, and I talked with Chip before I called you, and he says one of the issues that he's looking at is this is a constitutional amendment. And the thing about constitutional amendments is once you get them in there, it's kind of hard to go back and tweak them. You know what I'm saying? That requires another constitutional amendment. And so I'm kind of curious why you guys decided to go that direction.
788 is a prime example of why that's necessary. And everything that I just said, that's why.
So
because this our legislators have proven that it doesn't matter what we vote for. They're going to change it to fit the way a few of them want it. If we leave them too much control, it's not going to look like it did when we voted on it, like 788. 788 did a great job of opening the door. And thank God it's here. I thank God for that every day and for the people who wrote it. But there was so many problems with it, let's be honest. And that's why we're dealing with all the issues we're dealing with now. Thank God it was here. But it's time. This is something different. This is time to move forward. And I would also suggest that when asking people about this, you first ask them if they're for full access or not, because I know that Chip Paul's not. So that might be lean into their answers,
well,
to their responses
certainly
as
could.
To why this is a problem.
Certainly could. No doubt about it. So Chris, I know you spend a lot of time talking with folks. That's kind of like what you do, talking with folks about that, talking with lawmakers about it, talking with, community leaders. What's your gut telling you about the chances of this, A, making it to the ballot, and B, actually getting over the top in Oklahoma?
I think that if everybody slows down for a minute and takes a look at it, that some of the people that are coming out the gate against it might start to see the light. And I think that it stands a pretty good chance. And I think that it's already going to help put pressure on the lawmakers to fix 788. And being a chess player, I laid out this strategy months ago in videos, and I've done it repeatedly. This has not been a secret or behind closed doors. You've said you got my number because I put it on Facebook.
Yep.
I have sat here night after night and told people, you want to talk to me about the next petition? I will make myself available tonight for this many hours. You send me a message, I'll send you a private link to a chat room where you and I will talk as long as you want to. And the average time is about 45 minutes. And I talked to people all over the state. 99% of what I heard didn't have anything to do with the next petition. They needed someone to talk to. And they needed to talk about the issues they were having with 788 and the problems they were having with the jobs and the problems that they were having with their housing and everything else that was wrong with 788. And now I understand some people wonder why I'm okay with this and I'm not fixing 788, which that's what they've asked for. Well, this will help do that. Not to mention I'm working on a daily basis trying to fix 788 behind the scenes.
Do you know?
I mean, look, I moved to Oklahoma City solely and only so I could move into the floor leader's district so I could put pressure on him to run things to help us.
Is that Mr. Eccles?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, do you know Vanessa Avery and Amy Young?
Those, not off the top of my head.
Those are the signatures at the bottom of this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know a little bit about them, not much. I would suggest you call them for any details about them.
Right, which I will try to do, but those are fairly generic names. I can certainly try to track them down, but I was just curious if you knew them. Did you personally take part in drafting this a proposed constitutional amendment or the wording of this state question petition?
We've had some input.
Okay. And do you know, is Norma involved? Is Norma Sapp, who is a...
Yeah, when I say we, I mean the Cannabis Liberty Alliance, myself, Norma Sapp, Lawrence Pastrnak.
Gotcha. Okay. So was this an out-of-state initiative or is this Oklahomans making this proposal? Because that is one
everything
of the rumors flying around.
Okay. Everything I have is built on my word. And I can assure you, this was written by Oklahomans.
And for Oklahomans.
Yeah, of course.
I'm teasing
you
a little bit.
At it, I think part of the, I think everybody's losing sight of the objective. I really do.
Okay,
clarify
the objective for me, Chris.
Well, like I've said, I think this has more to do with righting some wrongs that have been perpetrated throughout the country for too many years. It really does. This isn't the solution to the medical program. Okay. That it does help it in a couple of ways, by proximity. For example, at least in this, when you grow your plants, you can keep what you harvest. In 788, we've got that conundrum of you can grow six plants, but you can only keep 8 ounces of flower. Well, anybody with any good growing experience knows the conundrum there.
What are you going to do? Because you can't dispose of it. That's illegal. You can't give it away. That's illegal. You can't sell it. That's illegal, right?
And here's the thing. But you can turn it into concentrates. But first, it's got to be dried flower.
Right.
So first, you got to break the law. Then you got to figure out how to get it to the dispensary, I mean, to the processor, to have it turned into those concentrates that you want. So you're still back legal again.
Otherwise,
I had to have a processor come and chop my plants down. Because as long as they were growing, I wasn't breaking the law. When he chopped them down and left with them, nobody broke the law. When he gives them back to me, it's in a processed form. Cost me extra. Wasn't free.
Right.
But that's the legal conundrum we've left everybody in. So at least this helps with some of that. So just by proximity, like I said, it isn't intended to affect the medical program.
10-4.
And those that think that it's to open the door to out-of-state businesses, if you look, I think it says it refers to the same rules as the medical program for the licensing.
So do you know what the timeline would be on this? This was filed, as we noted earlier, December 12th of this year. That was last Thursday. I believe it's the Attorney General or is it the Secretary? No, it's probably the Secretary of State
Secretary
that has to
State.
Approve the language, correct?
Right.
And
right.
At that point, they can return it back where they can begin gathering signatures. Do we have any dates in mind yet for when all that could happen?
No, but, the timeline will probably work out if it works out like most others. That Secretary of State is the one who sets the signature dates when we can collect.
Right.
So it will probably be start sometime in late January.
Okay.
Would be my guesstimate. That is a guesstimate.
The overarching goal here is to have it on the ballot in November for a couple reasons. One, because you want to get it done. And two, there's a little presidential thingy happening in November, and you got to expect voter turnout's going to be through the roof. And generally speaking, for a proposition of this nature, that would be a good thing. Am I mistaken?
Well, some think that it's a bad thing because they think that a lot of the Trump supporters that are going to come out of the woodwork might be against this. But I think that
they might not.
I think those same supporters are going to look at this and realize that this is about personal freedoms. This isn't about cannabis. This is about personal freedoms and getting the government out of our lives a little bit more. This is about stopping, again, years and years of oppression by the government on its own people. It really is. It really is that kind of a movement, in my opinion.
Well,
we've
I will
got
say
to change the mindset. Again, 507,000 people voted and they said, we don't care. They said, we'll give you as little as we can. And that's what they did. So constitutional amendment, here we come. And it's not like everybody didn't know. Again, I've been screaming this all summer. Now, I did not write this. We've had some influence.
Chris Moe on proposed state question 806. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.